This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Huh?
LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger. Alright. Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance over.
That's Clarence over.
Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Roger, over.
What?
We finally got clearance. I was stuck in an airport, a very small one, for 8+ hours on Sunday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Oh, a weary, weary traveler. Luckily, I packed my patience because I say it all the time on the show. This is what happens these days when you fly. Over 2,600 flights canceled, close to 7,900 have been delayed across the United States. That happened on Sunday. The Northeast had terrible weather. It affected weather up and down the coast. I was flying from Columbus, Ohio. I had given a speech, and I was flying to Fort Lauderdale and then flying to the west coast of Florida, but I knew there was going to be a problem. I knew it. I got to the airport early. It's a tiny, sweet little airport. Easy to go through TSA. No hassle. Getting compliments on my outfits. Hey, how are you? Oh, there's a place where you can eat around the corner. We only have two restaurants. Oh, all this love. All this wonderful treatment. Keep your shoes on, girl. Don't worry about it. I thought, this is fantastic. I'm going to cruise in early. I'm prepped for my show. I'm ready to roll. I had a great weekend. I met a lot of really neat people, and it was not to be. I was curled up in a ball by the end of the night with, luckily, a big sweater I had so that I could at least feel a little more comfortable. So you could say, well, why didn't you do something else? There was no flights to be had. There was nothing I could do. If I rented a car, it would have taken longer. So eventually what happened, just like has happened to many of you, I got on a flight that was supposed to leave Columbus at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got on that flight at 10 o'clock at night. Yes, there was a Chili's. There was a pizza place. And they did have a store that sold Ohio State sweatshirts and mugs and bunnies and that kind of stuff, some magazines, some books, some Swedish fish, and it was really crazy, crazy, crazy. And, of course, there's this camaraderie that happens when you're in that situation because you meet some other people who are in the same boat. I met a family. They had 4 kids. I said to the woman, who's super nice, and we realized we were both trapped at the same time but thought we were going to get out earlier, and they said to me, make sure they have you on that nonstop. Make sure you're on that nonstop. So I said to them, these were gorgeous kids, young kids. I said, but hey, at least you've got kids to entertain you. And they said, you want one? So, because they knew this was not a big airport. We were in a tiny section of the airport. So do you leave the airport and go do something else? And you would say, well, why didn't you do that? But what are you going to do? Walk around the Ohio State campus? Go down to the steak place and get a steak? And because the cancellations, like so many of the flights that I mentioned, how many people were trapped, you didn't know when they were going to get you the flight. You would just keep getting these texts about, okay, now it's going to be a half an hour. No. Then an hour later, now it's going to be another hour. And now it's going to be, it kept changing. It was like you were in a taxi. You know how the taxi rolls, the old-fashioned taxis? Because now you take Ubers or Lyfts or whatever. But, and there still are taxis. But how it just keeps rolling, you look at it, it clicks, that's what it was like. Well, maybe it's going to go now. Maybe it's going to go in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And then finally, it was so crazy that they get on the intercom system and say, okay, guess what? The flight, the new flight you're on, the flight has left Fort Lauderdale. And it is in the air. We have confirmation that it is in the air. So that's what the weekend was like for a lot of people, and that's exactly what it was like for me. Meanwhile, while that was happening, very sad what happened in Pennsylvania, not too far from where I grew up, actually, a beautiful area, but with lots of streams and lakes, not too far outside of Philadelphia. Five people died, two other people unaccounted for, two little kids still, torrential rain, flash flooding that happened in a place called Bucks County. And, you know, immediately, where does your mind go? And I said this before, when you know there's going to be flash flooding, why would you be in the car? But that wasn't the case. They weren't trying to cruise around in the car. They were trying to leave a situation where they were trapped. So you had a 9-month-old boy and a 2-year-old girl. They're still searching for them. And they found the mother who was missing. They found her body and announced that at a news conference. And They were trying to get away, and they were also people who were from out of town. So they didn't know the area super, super well. Really, really, really sad. And you could see where the roads were cracked open, the guardrail was knocked off. I mean, this was flooding something that they had never, ever seen before. And, of course, you had other cars in the water. You had cars that were swept away. You had cars that were found miles away from their homes because you had these creeks that just overflowed. There was so much water, torrential amount of water that just poured down. And even what the police chief there said is they thought Hurricane Ida was the benchmark a couple of Septembers ago, but now there's a new one. He said, in 44 years, I've never seen anything like it. They had search and rescue people all over the place, like 23 different teams, because they were worried that other people were getting swept away. And it's that, again, that extreme amount of water that comes down that you can't fight. And unfortunately, if you're in the wrong place during this at the wrong time, you're captive, right? And you're at that point where, what do we do? And that's what happened to too many people. While that was going on, there was also the heat wave that is crushing and continues to crush many, many people. The severe heat has entrenched so many of us, and the records are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, meaning crushing records in certain areas because of the heat. And, of course, in the great state of Texas, the concern is the power grid. Power use hitting a massive, massive record because the demand for power is off the charts. More than 26 million customers, representing 90% of the state's power load, they say they have enough to meet the soaring demand for now. For now. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Answer to the question, how hot is it in Phoenix? They tied the record streak with 18 consecutive days. I know in Tucson you're feeling the same thing, 110 degrees. The Southwest is sweltering. It is a deadly, deadly heat wave like I was talking about. So I had the horrible floods happening just outside of Philadelphia, and we've seen a lot of people get hit by this flash flood stuff when you have that, I call it that rain that just stays. It's almost like it's a it kind of just swirls around you and comes down so fast and smashes records that, of course, the ground is completely saturated and things overflow, and that leads to houses that are collapsing. It leads to what's happening with cars and people trapped and everything that you could possibly imagine, to continue that conversation that I said at the top. And I know I'm listening to you because I've got a mailbag full of those kinds of things. So when we get to the mailbag, we will certainly talk about that, the soaring, soaring temperatures, and the answer to the question of how hot is it? Ooh, how hot is it? It is very, 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 let me say it again, very hot. Hot. All right, what else is going on? There's a lot of things, actually, that are happening. I call this, you won't believe what I heard, but because I had so much time to kill in this sweet, nice, wonderful, tiny, though, airport, I just was prepping and going through things and answering emails and talking to people. And I talk about wanting to go to Yellowstone National Park, and we talk about what is the stupidest picture, which is a word, by the way, stupidest picture you ever have taken as far as like a selfie. Like, you just have to have the photo, so it doesn't matter if it looks like it's a little bit dangerous. And I don't know what has happened to people when they somehow go to these national parks and they lose their mind. You do not go up to a bison. So finally this happened. A bison gored a 47-year-old Arizona woman on Monday morning at Yellowstone. She has significant injuries. Of course she does. To her chest, to her abdomen. She was walking with another person in a field when they saw two bison. In this case, the people turned to walk away, but one of the animals charged and gored the woman. So immediately a helicopter comes. It takes the woman to a hospital in Idaho. And, you know, the question becomes, how close were they to the bison? Because, and they're investigating that because so many people are getting so close to them, which you got to think this is, obviously, this is something now that's happening too much. They've got signs everywhere. They tell everybody that you have to stay at least more than 25 yards from the bison and other large animals because they can get agitated quickly. It's during their mating season, which goes through mid-July, you know, from mid-July through mid-August. And by the way, bisons can run three times faster than humans. So this is now the first incident, but there have been others. Last year there was a bison gored a person in the park too, but there have been people that have been doing stupid things and getting so close to them and taking selfies and et cetera. And I have some experience with bison, but did not get close. Did I take pictures? Yes, from far away. So I wasn't in danger of being charged. And if I was, I definitely could get over the fence. And I was definitely with people who knew what they were doing. So, I mean, you got to use your head when you're thinking of stuff like this. Now, for those people, I don't want to pour it onto them because we don't know for sure what happened. How close were they? Any of that. More of those details, like I said, they're being looked into. But you got to think that too much of this is happening and too many people are taking these crazy, crazy risks. And then here's another thing that I wonder. If you're ever in this situation, and I have been in this situation, not where somebody had the heart attack, but where I was the only other passenger on the plane, where I had a friend who, he's a mayor of a city in California, and he moved to Texas, and when I lived in Texas, he said, hey, kiddo, I want to show you how to fly a plane. You want to go up, and I have this small plane, you want to go up in the plane? We did, and we went on a hamburger run. It's just the greatest guy ever, Ron. And I did start to think about, wow, how much do I know about this plane? If I had to take over? And he showed me things immediately. But there was a passenger who made a crash landing without landing gear because the pilot had a medical emergency. So if the pilot is having a heart attack, you have to all of a sudden land the plane and you know very little about it. We've heard a lot of these stories in the past, right? And in this case, this was, of course, someone's small plane and it was near Martha's Vineyard Airport. And they say what happened was the passenger landed the plane on its belly with no landing gear, which is it's such a miracle that something didn't happen to that plane. And it happened on Saturday over the weekend, 3 o'clock or whatever it was, late in the afternoon. 68-year-old woman takes over the controls of this prop, you know, this Piper prop 6-seat plane, lands it on the belly, no gear. And it's because the pilot had to be airlifted, med flighted to Boston for treatment. And the airport had just opened this short runway. So she didn't know what she was doing, but saw this short runway and decided, well, I mean, what could she do? I got to go for it, right? So that's what it was. It was a belly flop on this short runway, a hard landing. So it caused the plane's left wing to break in half. But I still think the miracle is, okay, he's out of the plane getting help. He's going to be okay. They're figuring all of that out. She is uninjured, shook up but uninjured. But she lands that plane, you know, because you can't panic. You're the only other person in that plane. And, of course, they do the whole song and dance of what you have to do. The National Transportation Safety Board has to investigate it. But I'll be curious as to what further comments they have about that. But I think it is interesting how often there are people that are in these situations more than you think. Like some kind of weird medical emergency happens and you have somebody who has however many hours under their belt flying, but the other person has to take over because of what, you know, what happened. And the, and so it was interesting that she could find that short runway, couldn't find the gear, didn't know anything about the gear. He couldn't talk, couldn't react, couldn't whatever. So she's just basically, she is doing it on her own and trying to figure it out. I mean, that's like what I say. We're in the world of figure it out. And she did a great job of figuring it out by being able to do that. All right. The other thing that there's conversation about is now what's happening with the GOP. We, of course, there's conversation about the upcoming election anyway. We are more than a year out from the election, but you have to build the war chest. You're out there shaking hands, doing the thing, doing the dance, and more Republicans keep jumping into the circle. And it's a question of, with Trump, he's so far ahead of the closest Republican, which is Ron DeSantis, who is losing favor with a lot of people. I mean, he has his fans, but then he doesn't react well in certain situations with reporters or whatever it is. And so he's not trumping Trump, in other words. But what Donald Trump has is all these challenges. So like Georgia's Supreme Court on Monday rejected a request from the former president to prevent officials from prosecuting him over his efforts to overturn his loss in the 2020 presidential election tally. And what happens now is they're talking about trying to get a date on the calendar, no matter what happens. The state Supreme Court in its ruling said that Trump's filing didn't have the facts or the law necessary to mandate a disqualification by the court at this time. And so, you know, you had the Georgia judge that earlier this year released parts of the grand jury report with the 23-member panel concluding that there wasn't widespread election fraud during Georgia's presidential election. So where is this going to all end up? We don't know. It's still that big, big question mark. Coming up next, did you win $900 million? Find out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Yo, this is Queen Latifah, bringing a song to you about a place you might live. In case you don't understand, it's called New Jack City. In case you still don't understand, I brought along a person to shoot to kick the ballistics. Come on.
For love,
and money, money, money. The Queen sings it well. 900 million. That was the power play. So it's gotten that high, the jackpot. Can you imagine? I mean, how many times have I told you the statistics off the charts? You have a better chance, my friends. And I'm an optimist. You have a better chance to get hit by lightning than to win the Powerball. The estimated jackpot was actually $922 million. So what would have been the cash value on that? $476.5 million. Oh, my gosh. Just thinking about that kind of money, it makes me sweat. So I did buy a Powerball ticket today. I spent $6. I got two quick picks, and I'm going to tell you the numbers. I'm going to tell you what happened with my numbers. So here are the numbers, because a lot of you have asked me to do the numbers. I'm going to do the numbers. Here they are. 5, 8, 9, 17, 41. The Powerball is 21. And they have all these things you can do, like power play and that kind of thing. I don't even think I realize, because they have these vending machines in the great state of Florida, and you just put the money in, and then you're looking at it, and you're just pressing the button for it, and I hit the power play thing. So that's why it was $6 for the two plays. So I had the Powerball number. And because the power play was four times, for my $6, I won $16. Sweet! I'm a winner. I can say I won the lottery, $16 worth. It was me and 1.4 million of my really good friends did the same thing. Nobody won the grand prize. Nobody even had all the balls and just didn't have the power play ball. So, I shouldn't say that. There were five people that did have five balls but didn't have the Powerball, so they got, a couple of them got, five of them got 1 million. Three people, in other words, had done the power play thing like I did, and they got 2 million because that increased, right? And then from there on, that's it. But nobody won the grand prize, which means the jackpot goes back up again. And so there's lots of conversations about jackpots when they're this high. People who don't normally play, like me, decide, oh, I'm going to go get some Wawa coffee, so I'm gonna play the Powerball. And that's where we are, that this is just going to go up a little bit higher. I have to say, I love the stories of people when they win, though. When they're, usually it's, they're just not, you know, they went into the grocery store and they plunked down a couple of dollars because everybody was talking about it. Everybody in the neighborhood was talking about it. It was all over the tube. It was all over the radio. Everybody's talking. What would you do? What would you do? And then they win. And I think that's cool when you hear those kinds of stories. So if you were thinking of playing the lottery, that's going to jump up just a little bit higher. Just a little bit more. All right, speaking of things that relate to money, and boy, we have a long list of them. I was going through things today, and of course, one of the things that we talk about all the time is how the Fed rate hikes affect all of us. We've seen what's happened with real estate for a lot of people, but they're already talking about two consecutive rate hikes starting this month because to say they're ensuring inflation's defeat. We'll see what happens at the Fed committee meeting, but probably we will see, you know, a July rate hike has been talked about for a long time, but clearly it's not clear what's going to happen in September. So is it going to kill inflation? I mean, it's the same questions we keep answering over or trying to answer over and over again. If inflation slows or stalls, the labor market remains pretty strong, at least historically we've seen that. And then if the economy's expansion cools up just a little bit, then they would forget they would kind of rip that bandage off and hike the number in September. So this is just a guessing game as to what's going to happen. They're, again, expected to raise the key federal funds rate later this month, because there was that pause in June after 10 straight hikes. And it would hold, that would mean it would hold steady. The range would be 5 to 5.25%. But there is uncertainty about what happens with bank stress, bank problems from that, that would affect access to credit, because that's what you care about. So if I go through the gobbledygook, what do you care? You care because of the credit situation. You care because of the mortgage situation. You care because of what a hike basically can do, how it can give and take on either side. And a lot of times it's take, take, take. And the tight labor market is a source of the inflationary pressure. So you got between 70,000 and 100,000 job gains are needed a month to keep up with population growth. So job gains close to that range would signal that the labor market has stopped and pumped the brakes. By the way, they meet July 25th and 26th. So then an announcement on the rate hikes would come at 2 o'clock next week, next Wednesday, and then Powell holds his press conference, and we figure out, okay, this is what they did. What will they do? What will they do next time around? Because here we are in the third quarter, and people are looking for relief. People are looking for relief on some key problems, key things that they're dealing with, and a lot of that has to do with credit, has to do with loans, has to do with timing. Life is timing, right? And housing and what's happening. People are being priced out of neighborhoods. People who I talked to, because we had lots of time to get to know each other at the airport, I talked to a guy who, and he was, boy, it was taking him 2 days to get home. He lived in Chicago, raised his family, lived in Chicago, and, you know, liked living there, didn't grow up there, but said that the neighborhood he lived in, which was really a Chicago suburb, he said every year things would fly up so much when it came to what he had to pay for taxes, that he started off when he was paying taxes in the very beginning, it was a crazy small amount. It's like a $1,300 or something like that, and it had jumped all the way up to almost $20,000. So he said, "Not worth it. Got to move." We packed up and decided we're moving because this will just drain us. And those are the kinds of things that you're hearing, and that's what happens with the hikes. Who do the hikes help? Does it really cool inflation? What does that look like? What does that mean? And this show's about that. What does it mean for you and me? And I've listened to many of you who have sent me emails about the situations that you're facing where you wanted to move, you were going to move, but then you saw what was happening with the taxes. You looked at what was going on with the rate hikes and what that would mean, and especially the rate hikes, because that stalled you out where you were not going to pay more money on the other end of a 15 or 30 year loan for a house. So you pumped the brakes on it. And I think a lot of people are pumping the brakes on more than we know. That's why we're starting to see the unraveling of a lot of different entities that have been around for a long time. We've seen a couple of the big box stores that have gone down. We've seen more companies get into the bankruptcy problems. San Francisco is basically commercial real estate is sinking. It is a nightmare in San Francisco. We're looking at the left coast and what's happening in the entertainment industry, and part of that is because of the technology, AI, what is happening there, and what's happening to the people who write and the people who act. And it's kind of an all-out war. So you now have, with the actors and the writers out, nothing. If you were waiting for what was going to happen, you were hanging on a cliffhanger in the fall, forget it, because it doesn't look like that's going to happen. The talk is this really could go all the way through the end of the year. And listen, this industry, the entertainment industry, employs a lot of people. And where you're living, you could say, well, we don't care about Hollywood and what's going on there. You do care, because in so many cases, you'd be surprised when things are filmed in your backyard. And a lot of people, where you're listening to me, there have been television shows, there have been movies, other things that have happened where you are, where money got, really good money got pumped into your economy because of things that were being shot on location where you happen to be. And it could be in the middle of nowhere, because a lot of times that worked out for whatever the scenario was in the piece of material, the content that was being, you know, filmed. So that's happening. That's affecting economies in lots of different areas. You'd be surprised. And then it's like I always say, it's the people behind the scenes. It's the people who do the lighting, the grips, the guys who have families who are, and women who are techs, who do the electricity, who do all the things that make it come together on a set. They're out of work for now. Coming up, a typo leads to something bad for the military. What does that mean? Somebody told me about it. We're going to the mailbag next.
A Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's talk about the milk. All right, Leslie, we don't have to dig very much. That's the very good news about this audience. I say it all the time. Thank you, thank you. 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Joe in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Kate, we love you here. Listen to you on KVOI. My favorite station. I've been listening to it for a while since I moved down here about 5 years ago or so. I got to tell you, it's in the 80s. Usually when I'm listening to you, it's 80-something degrees. But during the day, we are slaying the heat. Not quite as bad as our friends in Phoenix and in some other areas in Arizona. But definitely it is warm. And definitely we've got those excessive heat warnings, and people are constantly being told to hydrate. And you talk about it on the show. I heard you talk about the Cowboys thing and the fact that you thought you were in good shape and didn't need to be drinking a lot of electrolytes or water, and you paid the price for it. So I guess it is a good reminder to tell people that you think you're okay, and then all of a sudden with the humidity and everything else in between, you get slammed by heat exhaustion or heat exposure or any of that that you can find yourself in the midst of. So be careful out there, people. Thanks for that, Joe. You're right. You know what? I was looking at the forecast all over the place before I was on the air. And in Tucson, you are looking at 105 on Tuesday, 106 on Wednesday, 107. These are for the highs, predicted highs, Thursday. So basically in that range, you know, to 105 up to 107. And then at night, you are getting those 80-degree temperatures. Gosh, I just love Tucson. I mean, it's the second largest city, obviously, in Arizona behind Phoenix. But you're a little bit better during the day than Phoenix is. So hot is hot, though, right? Hot is hot. Okay, this is from Marvin in the Big Easy. Lady, I've been listening to you for a while now, and I got to tell you, sweet Jesus, it is warm in Louisiana, but we know what that is like, and we have plenty of ways to beat the heat. But I'll tell you what, it is so hot. My new dream home is any place in any house in Alaska. I'm so glad somebody took me up on that. I have a good one for you. I have a good one for you, Marvin, and for everybody listening. It's so hot in Florida, asphalt has a liquid state. Ba-dum-bum. We could go on like this for a long time. All right, let's move on. One more about the heat. This one is from Bobby, and he's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Kate, I have to blame you for the heat. As soon as you left, it seems like the heat got turned up, so what's up with that? It is very hot in Texas, and my nerves are jangled with constantly being reminded not to mess with the thermostat too much for fear in this state that if people hog up too much of the cool air, could we snap the grid, even though we're constantly being reassured that ERCOT has it under control. They do have the controls, and they can forcibly turn down our homes. Did you know that? I did know that. I did know that they can turn it down, so to speak. So, or turn it up, as it were. The demand is, I mean, they're setting all kinds of records, right? And they have said that, of course, the Texas people are worried about the extreme weather because of that storm that happened when I was living there in February of 21. Millions of people didn't have power or water or heat for days. Luckily, because the grid collapsed, luckily I was lucky. In my little stretch, my little neighborhood, we didn't have that problem. But I invited so many of my friends to come stay with us if they wanted to, but the weather was so bad. I had friends that had that happen, that they were out. They didn't, their homes were out. They didn't have it, and they just kept being told, just wait, just wait, just wait. I mean, it was awful, 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 awful. So I hope that there isn't going to be a problem with that, with the grid in Texas. I really hope that. All right, this one is from Greg. I've never emailed the show, but I was thinking about it. I like it when you talk about some of these studies and surveys and even the polls. I mean, you know, it is crazy how much we prognosticate and talk about what's coming up in the elections, but you've said it before, that's what happens now. You have to have the money, you have to run so far ahead of time, and then it's about the everything in between, the straw polls and making sure you reach out and touch as many voters as possible. So I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about a different study that I happen to see about the places where the worst drivers are, that there was a study that came out about that. Because I know you've talked about this before. Since the pandemic, it seems like driving has gotten crazier or worse, and that more people, pedestrians or more people in cars, find themselves in hairier situations. And are, the statistics are awful. They're off the charts. Okay, so this is what the study, I know the study that you're talking about. The study is this thing by Consumer Affairs. I'm assuming that's what it is. And it's just the crash data that they have from the Department of Transportation. And what the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, they always do this, they have a report every year. And what they do in the report is they rank cities on four factors. And the four factors include crash fatalities per 100,000 people, the number of fatalities due to bad driving, positive blood alcohol content, speeding. And so bad driving can be driving the wrong way in one-way traffic, failing to yield, aggressive and careless driving. I've seen all these things. Making an improper turn, following improperly. Oh, yeah. Inexperienced operating, passing where you're not supposed to, erratic lane changing, that kind of stuff. And in ranking the 10 cities with the worst drivers, which Greg went through, and it sent me, and I looked it up, too, because where it was published. So the 10 worst, the worst roads in the country, like Green Bay, Wisconsin, but the places where it was safer, Texas and California. So the number one, the 10 cities with the worst driver, Memphis, Tennessee, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, number two. Three, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Macon, Georgia, four. St. Louis, Missouri, five. Cleveland, Ohio, six. Detroit, Michigan, and Victorville, California, tied for seven. Hesperia, California, was eight, and Rockford, Illinois, was nine. So how about that? And it's interesting because I said Texas had this in this report had a lot of really good drivers, and I lived not too far from this place, but McKinney, Texas, which is about 30 minutes or more outside of Dallas, downtown Dallas, they were fifth on the list. Pearland, Texas, was eight. College Station was nine on the list. So that's why I think the Texans got the good reports. So, you know, it's, all those factors come into play. But I think overall, I think Greg is right. I think driving has become, or he agrees with me, driving has become worse, and part of that was something about the pandemic and feeling trapped and deciding to drag race to places that normally you wouldn't see that, or people just not caring about what was happening. All right, so I'm going to leave you with this. How hot is it? I don't even want to answer that question. I'll leave it to all of you. We'll continue the joke. I gave you mine for this particular show. Be safe. Be cool and be happy, people.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.